crosses. God's love demonstrated at its greatest, didn't it? Surely it is. Surely it is. If you've got your Bible this evening, turn to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 13. 1 Corinthians, chapter 13. Or do appreciate everybody being here this evening and desire your prayers that the Lord would help us just to say a little something about His Word. In 1 Corinthians 13, verse number 1, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I'm become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. Want to look at charity in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 13. Charity. The word charity is, we know, another word for love. A lot of people today think of charity as just one part of what love does. We think of charity as giving, helping. Someone accepts charity, the gift of someone else given to them. But the word that Paul uses charity. This word charity that he is explaining here is more than, you know, just a concern for others. A lot of people today, they hear the word love and they think of romantic love. A lot of people, we have a twisted generation that hear the word love and they think of erotic love, or some just a happy feeling. You know, they use it casually. You know, I love the sunshine, or I love going to Dollywood, or it's more than that. The word that he's using here, this love, sometimes in the English language, we lose meaning in some of our words when we use them interchangeably. And use them, begin using them for other things than what they were really intended for. This word, love, is it's been taught and preached on. Everybody's heard the word agape. And it's the Greek word for love. But it's God's love. There are several different words that God uses for love in these different states. The love that I may have for my wife is a different word than the love that God has. Do you understand that? And so, looking here, I want to show you some things about this love that the apostle's talking about. This love that is throughout the scripture. When our Lord commands us to love one another, the greatest commandment is love. To love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind and with all thy strength. We need to understand exactly what that love is, because you can put your heart to just one part of love and miss the picture of what it is that God has commanded us to do in saying love one another. It's not just me making sure you've got food on your table. Look what the Bible says here. He tells us in verse number 3, "And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing." I can bestow all of my goods to feed the poor and not have this love. You see, a lot of people would think that's love. Well, that's not this love. It is love. It's a kind of love that you would bestow all your goods to help somebody. You could do that and not have this love. That's what Paul was saying. Though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity. And I could do this and have not charity. Have not this love. He said, I could give my body to be burned, a sacrifice of self. That's not necessarily in itself this love. You see, when you look at what the apostle is saying, what love is,
he's not necessarily saying what love is. In other words, adjective explanations. But he's using verbs. If you know something about the English language, it's every one of them is saying what this love does. Love suffereth long. That's something that it does. It's not what it is. It's hard to explain what this kind of love is, because this love is an action love. It is a love that produces many things. Love suffereth long and is kind. You'd think that suffering long with someone and being kind would be the same thing, but those are in themselves two different things. You could suffer long with someone and still not be kind. So look at the love that he's talking about here. Paul, when he starts out in verse 1, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I'm become as a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, and so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. Is Paul saying that we could do all of these other things and still not have this charity? Well, it certainly looks that way, doesn't it? Paul's saying, I could do all these other things. I could have these other things. And if I don't have charity, this charity, it's nothing. It's nothing. My faith is nothing. My knowledge is nothing. The power that I would think to have, I would be just a noise. It's nothing without this love. All of our Christianity is nothing without this love. This love that it causes you and I to love one another. It causes us to strive to love God more. This love that is something that it's not in man. It's not in man. This is something that is given from heaven. It's given from God. It's one of the very first things that I learned in my Christian life. Right from the beginning, I can remember being taught that this kind of love is not something that I ever had within myself. What I had before God saved me was a whole different kind of love. I didn't understand this love. I did not have this love. I did not possess this love. This love was given me in the new birth. This love has been working and producing things out of my life since Christ saved me. I have been understanding this love more and more. It has abounded in my life more and more since my conversion and since your conversion. Paul said, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity. A person could be religious and do a lot of these works, bestow their goods to feed the poor, give my body to be burned, and have not charity. We have not this charity, we are not profiting. We are not profiting in any way. When what we do as a, a child of God if it's not, if love is not the demonstration of everything that you and I do, this love, then it's not profiting us anything. We're not truly profiting. We're not, as you say, bearing much fruit. We're not profiting. There's no production of anything that God really wants us to have. And so again, it's defined. It is defined by what it does and not what it is. What it does, not what it is. Now, you can read what he says here, and I ask you, listen, take this and study it and ask God to help you to really realize more and more what this love does. And then say, God, is this love doing this in my life or from my life? Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. This love abounds over all things. Do you know the Bible says love covereth a multitude of sins? The patience that this love gives, the kindness that this love shows, the generosity that this love produces, the humility that this love brings about us, it cuts down our tree of pride and produces a field of humility. Courtesy, the unselfishness. I mean, this love seeketh not her own. Most people love their self first. Well, see, that's not this love. This love seeks not her own. This love is always loving God first, always loving others first. It's not selfish. It does not put us first. Wrong kind of love. Right kind of love. God first. Loving God first. Loving one another first. Loving self last. A good, temper. It's very temperate. It's never resentful or irritated. This love isn't. Some people say, well, I love them, but I get frustrated. Different kind of love. Not this love. This love is never irritated. Never resentful. Amen? Never, we talk about tough love, different kind of love. Not this love. That's a good love. Sometimes people need some tough love. It's not this love. This love doesn't do things to be resentful in any way. You know, I'll show them, and it'll be for their benefit. Not a different kind of love. Not this. This love does not resent. This love, listen, God so loved the world that He didn't do anything to us. He did it all to His Son. He gave His Son, amen, for us, that whom that He loved, that He so loved. God so loved us, He gave His Son. He didn't come out and say, well, I'm going to take His legs out from under Him so that He'll finally believe on me. No, He said, I'm going to crucify my Son that He might believe on me. God's love is not like anything you and I have ever come across. Again, it's not of man. Our understanding of this love, we need work on that area. We need work on that great commandment of loving the Lord God with all of our heart. Really understanding what that is, what this 1 Corinthians 13 love is, what it does. Not so much again what it is, but what it does. God, what will this love do out of my life? God, help me to see what this love did when it came from You to me, that I might better understand and give that love back to the world or to my family or to others. I don't know necessarily that the apostle was saying that we could, you know, do certain things as a child of God in a backslidden state. But I know a lot of times we do things for the Lord . You know, that's why when we're, listen to me, when we stand before the Lord to be judged, we're going to see what our works, what sort they were. Because the works were done. But what sort is it? You know, was it more from me or was it from this love? You know, my desire to see souls saved. We help missionaries and we give unto the Lord. Am I doing that just out of command or out of love? Because I love the Lord and I love sinners. And I would rather see a soul saved than to have that new pair of shoes. Are you listening? What sort is how we're going to be judged? Paul said, I could do these things and have not charity. Have not charity. Again, giving to the poor and doing these things is not this love. It's not this love. And these things, many of these things can fail. Many of these things can fail. But charity never faileth. This love never fails. It never comes up short. Charity, look at verse 8, never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. They shall come to pass and be done with. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. They shall be spoken, and then they'll come to an end. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Knowledge will be given, until it comes to the limit of increase, and then there's no more. But charity, this love, never ends, never stops, never is too much, never is not needed, never is not working. This love works. Amen. Amen. When nothing else will work. Amen. This will go on when nothing else continues. Listen, through all eternity, the one thing you and I will be praising our Lord for eons of time, is the love that He demonstrated on Calvary for you and me. For the whole world, it'll take God ages to come to reveal this to us. This great love that you and I will have in our flesh such a hard time comprehending, because it is everything that our love is not. Our love comes short, it fails. Again, a lot of people today, when they speak of love, I think they're using the wrong word. They don't comprehend this love. This love. When they think of God's love, when you look at them and say God loves you, they can't comprehend what you and I know and what we're trying to say, because they see someone else that may have said they love them, yet treated them badly. They link those things. They don't understand God's agape. God's agape. The agape of Christ. The demonstrating love of God. And that's what it does. It will always demonstrate. It will continue demonstrating. And it continues demonstrating in our life. Listen, it's not one thing that you and I do and it's done. It's something that is continually demonstrating itself. It does not stop. My love doesn't cease at the end of the day. Not this love. Our love, our earthly love, family love, what we see is, love. These types of love, they have a starting place many times, and they have an ending place many times. And they're up and they're down. They're up and they're down. But this love, listen, it never ends. And it continually demonstrates itself before us. It is never complete. God's demonstration of His love at Calvary was shown. The price of our salvation was finished, but His love wasn't finished. His love raised from the dead 3 days later. His love ascended to the third heaven. His love is causing Him to come back for us. His continual agape. We learn about His love through His Word. Right now, and the apostle made mention in verse 9 and 10, how that we know in part and we prophesy in part, but that when that which is perfect has come, this in part shall be done away. And it looks like, if you study this, it looks like, because even at the time, there were only several other New Testament books that had been written. He's talking about a completion of God's Word, the perfect Word of God being complete that you and I could understand this love. Paul said, when I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. We say many things about this verse and what it means, but in the context, he's speaking of charity, love, really knowing this love. Now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. This love, the greatest of all, God's love, agape love. Like when you and I are as a child, we understand as a child. But Paul said, when I became a man, think of the difference in your understanding of love from the time you were a child to the time you were a man or woman, girl to woman. Do you see the huge difference in the understanding and seeing? And of course, I know in this world, some people still, they grow up and they still don't understand even the love that we're supposed to understand here. But Paul's giving us a spiritual example of how right now we are looking through a glass darkly. To see this love, to comprehend what it does, the action of this love, what it will produce, how it works in our life. This love is working in our life. It should be working in your life. It should be growing. It should be swelling in our lives as God's children. It shouldn't be getting colder. No, not this love. It should be swelling. It causes us to love as God loves. And that's different. That's a different love than you and I have ever known. To love as God loves. Can we love as God loves? Well, sure we can, or he wouldn't have told us about it. He helps us to love as he loves. All of this, I'm going to say this and then I'm done. We know that love, this love, is the core of what we are as believers. It is the foundation of who we are. This love shows the world that we're different, because it's a different love. They must see this different love. The world needs to see something that is different from anything else they know. They need to see just how foreign that it is. See, that's what I realized that when God was dealing with me when I was lost. I saw people standing in the choir, singing with smiles on their faces, fellowshipping, shaking hands and hugging their necks and loving one another, praying for one another. And I knew they had something that I knew nothing about. And I remember the day that I believed God saved me. I've never forgot it. I never forgot that love that I felt when I got up off that altar toward those people. When I come in that building that morning, a lot of those people, they were just hypocrites to me. But when God got finished with me, I got up off that altar and I turned around, that was the best looking group of people I'd ever seen in my life. God put a love in me that it's nothing I ever had. I didn't know this. And our family was a family of love. My mom, she hugged us all the time. Showed us that kind of love all the time. But this was different. This was something totally different. I did not ever have or understand this love. And I'm still trying to understand more and more how this love works in our life, our daily life as a believer. It makes us as Christ. Amen. I want you to stand this evening. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening.